Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst and Marquette dart thrower, NBA veteran, longtime retired man, and Brown Deer's finest, Steve Novak, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Novak, appreciate the time, man.
Happy to be on. How are you guys?
Hey, man, why did they extend Wojo at Marquette?
Come on, man. Don't
do that. No, I won't do that to you. Hey, let's talk about the Bucks.
Look at Sparks. I love you, Sparks.
Right away.
Only you would open with that. You know what?
You and I should do a show someday. It would be a lot of fun. Hey, next year I'm working on getting that show changed to the Steve Novak Show instead of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. So
I heard that proposal. I like it.
I'll let you know how that goes. I'll get you some extra money. Hey,
All right.
Yeah. So first things first about this upcoming series here for the Bucks. Toronto, Philly, looking at the matchups, you've seen the Bucks play both these teams all year. Which one for you is a better matchup for this Bucks team?
You know, I honestly don't know if there's that much better of a matchup with either one of them. And my only thought is this. I do think that they have Toronto has a guy in Kawhi Leonard that is an elite two-way player similar to Giannis. He can guard Giannis. He's as close to a guy you're going to find that can actually disrupt what Giannis does. Giannis usually gets his way. I mean, you even saw Al Horford after the first game. It was like that was as good as it looked in game one, and then it was all Giannis. And I think with Philly, you have a guy that's also that against Giannis in Joel Embiid. He can disrupt what Giannis does in the paint. And I think if a team is going to beat Milwaukee four times, they are going to have to figure out how to stop Giannis. So I know that there's a lot of other parts of the game, but when I look at these two matchups, I really do. I look at it like both teams do have a guy that can disrupt him. I tend to think Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors are better because they also have Siakam. I think Philly, I think Joel Embiid is a little more fragile. He tends to miss games. He tends to be hurt. He tends to be more emotional. So I tend to think Toronto's a tougher matchup.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think of what's left here, Bucks, Toronto, Philly, I think the Bucks probably have the advantage on the bench regardless of who they face.
I mean, if the next series for the Bucks looks like what it did against the Celtics, I mean, the performances of George Hill and Pat Connaughton, I mean, and there were other guys that played well too. Nico came in banging down shots. But, I mean, really in game three for Pat and George to come in and combine for 35 points and to have a 21-13 run in that third quarter when Giannis is on the bench. You're talking about in Boston, in the playoffs, Giannis four fouls on the bench, and you got George Hill going on an 8-point scoring run after Pat Connaughton went on an 8-0 scoring run the game before that by himself. So, you know, I just think if those guys can continue to do that and come in along with Malcolm Brogdon now being back, and I do think that's a really, really big deal in this next series, having Malcolm back and being who he's been all year will be a game changer.
Talking with Fox Sports Wisconsin's Steve Novak here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show. Steve, it's a great point about George Hill, and I think it's interesting that he gets thrown into this group of role players, which seems to be just a very general, broad stroke to say guys that aren't the number one or two scoring option. But George Hill makes $18 million to play this game in a year, and he's showing his worth in this series, man. He has just been outstanding in the playoffs.
He has been, and I think that's why Coach Bud signaled, hey, if this guy's available, let's go get him, because Coach Bud has coached him in San Antonio. When Tony Parker went down in the playoffs, George Hill stepped up. He was the guy that showed in those moments with that kind of responsibility he can produce. And look, George is also a guy that, like you said, he can make that $18 million and be the go-to guy and perform and put up big numbers. But if you're on a team where there's a Giannis and there's a Chris Middleton and there's a Lopez and there's a Bledsoe, he can also be highly productive in a system like that, because he's not an ego guy. He will make the right play. He'll go out there and give you 7 assists. He'll give you 3 steals, 2 blocks, and, you know, not even really look for his shot. But when Coach Bud tells him, hey, now I need you to be aggressive. I need you to look at the rim when you have the ball. Get to the paint. he can do that too. And there's just not a lot of guys so that can come in and do what he did. So you're right. He's been a huge pickup.
For me, the surprise of the playoffs, even though I watched him all year long, I just didn't think he'd probably have much of a rotational spot, but he's been absolutely huge for them as Pat Connaughton. That dude, forget about the scoring. You get the double-digit rebounds from his position consistently. That's huge.
Yeah, I think he surprises you when you look at the stat sheet a lot of time. You look and go, oh, he had 7 points, or he had 10 points. Then you kind of keep looking and you go, oh, he had 13 rebounds.
Yes.
You're like, oh, where did that come from? So, you know, let's face it. This guy has been comically, for his entire career, including college, talked about as, well, I'm a little uncertain about his athleticism, but everything else seems to be there. This guy was in his draft class, number one in three-quarter court sprint testing, number one in vertical leap. And, I mean, he's just a freak athlete that's out there blocking shots that are three-pointers. Nobody blocks three-pointers. Guys get blocked at the rim when you kind of know where they're shooting the ball and you got 4 feet between the hand and the hoop. But Pat's blocking shots from 30 feet away. So, yeah, he's an impressive athlete, and he makes plays, I think, that even the guys he's going against don't expect.
And a fourth-round pick from the Baltimore Orioles as well. I mean, I think that one thing, too, Steve, gets overlooked is the competitive nature out of every single guy on this team, and you can say what you want about it being the playoffs and everything has to be ratcheted up. But you talked about Joel Embiid, how emotional he can be, and other players have done that as well. And it's been the demise of a lot of different players. The team just seems to be led very stoically in a situation where they could be very out in front of them as a 60-win team and now a heavy favorite to get to the finals.
No, you're right. And you know, like you said, all these guys individually, I think this is a special group. You don't find a lot of teams that have the collective personalities that the Bucks do right now, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. I think Giannis is like a plus 138 or something in the playoffs while he's on the court. I mean, it's absurd. Cumulative, but I just think that Giannis's personality and his uniqueness, and I think he's a different guy in a good way. Like, he is wired different. He's overly competitive. He cares more than he should. He works out more than he should. He doesn't really care about the Hollywood, the shine, the whatever. He says he's going to stay in Milwaukee. I tend to think he is going to stay in Milwaukee. I don't think he wants to go to L.A. and be a part of something that Magic Johnson and LeBron and Kobe and these guys have been a part of. I think he wants to have a legacy of, he is going to change the city of Milwaukee. He's going to change the landscape of basketball in the Midwest. He is going to be the Jordan of Milwaukee. I think that's what does it for him. And so I think that this whole team has taken on, you know, his personality, and he's obviously been an incredible leader all season.
I don't want to get too far down this road, but you know, when you're Chris Middleton and you're Malcolm Brogdon, and you have this summer coming up the way they both do, Brogdon as a restricted free agent, Middleton as a free agent, and Bucks fans shouldn't expect them to take home down discounts, right? I mean, as a player, you've got to get as much as you can get because you don't know if there's going to be another big one after this.
No, there's not discounts. At times, look, you can get a Dirk Nowitzki late in his career.
Giannis took less.
You know what? He took less, and I think if you look at it, yeah, if we're talking about less in terms of he signs 100 and could have signed 104 or could have signed 106, yeah, then there might be that form of discount. I do think there's that. You see, you know, Golden State, some of those guys have talked about, are they willing to take a little bit less each, that kind of thing. Yes, fine, a little bit. But like you're saying, there needs to be, for those guys, an understanding that they're producing. These guys are taking this team to places that the franchise hasn't been, that this team hasn't been. And this ownership group, that's what they came here to do, to take this team to another level. So I would not be surprised if this team, these owners, are willing to go into the tax, are willing to, you know, pay that penalty to keep this group together, because this is what it looks like. This is the reward. And I think, you know, if anything, you look at this ownership group, those are guys that realize that timing is huge, and that when you have something special together, you got to just keep your, you know, the pedal to the metal. And so I do think that everything is going to be done to keep all these guys together. And I don't know what that all looks like at this point, but yeah, it's going to be expensive.
I was just going to ask, Steve, do you think that includes a Brook Lopez or even a Nico Mirotic at that point too?
Look, I think each series is going to determine what is considered reasonable. I think if the Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics in four games, I don't think we're talking about any of this, right?
I agree.
You're saying, look, Middleton, whatever, we got to see. Brogdon, we got to see. You know, we got to see what they're asking for. But if we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks or the 2019 NBA champs, I mean, I think considering letting anybody go is a really scary thought. And I realize you can't give everybody max money. You run out of money at some point. But, yes, to answer your question, I think that a Nico Mirotic, you know, depending on how he plays and how this series and the next one goes, absolutely.
Steve Novak, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst, Brown Deer's finest, and still Marquette's all-time leading three-point shooter. Steve, I'm not going to lie to you, until Marcus Howard might be able to take that away from. I don't know. He's pretty good at stroking it from the outside, though.
No, it was the only reason I wanted him to leave early. I thought I could protect some of my records.
Dude, you need to stop. Marcus Howard isn't anywhere close.
My favorite guy ever.
Wait a second. Stop. That's stupid. Marcus Howard isn't anywhere close to the shooter Novak was. You need to stop.
I'm just saying just the number. It's crazy.
Marcus Howard can score fine, but Novak,
they would have let him take 15 threes a game. He would have had like 4,000 makes.
Well, that's because Wade screwed up Novak. That's what happened there. He took too many damn shots.
That's right. I could never be the focus. That was the problem.
Right.
I was always so many good guys around me.
Tom Crean held him down because of Wade.
How dare
I remind Dwayne of that every time. That's what I tell Dwayne. I would have got more points, more shots. No, I'm pretty sure Dwayne got a little bit of attention, so I actually was wide open in the corner, so that might have helped out, too.
Details.
Yeah, details. And it all works out, because now you get to join us here on the Wendy's Big Show every once in a while.
That's
he's on Fox
bonus.
Sports Wisconsin. Yeah. And next year, instead of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, it'll be the Steve
Novak show. Right, exactly.
Steve, appreciate the time, man.
I'll get shirts made up for next year for you to hand out.
All right, I'll be there. That sounds good.
All right.
There he is, Steve Novak, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
He is seriously just one of the best dudes you're ever going to meet.
Have you seen
the gym
they made and dedicated to him at Brown Deer High School?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
It's awesome.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.